USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As lawmakers head home for the weekend, one of the many things they'll be discussing with their constituents is how to vote next week in the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin represents Michigan's 8th Congressional District. She joins Fox News and talks about how serious of a vote this is for her.
Well, I mean, this is going to be one of the most serious things I probably ever vote on. So I'm going to take it seriously, and I'm going to do what I was trained to do as a CIA officer, which is not to listen to the news and, you know, people yelling and screaming, my colleagues kind of going back and forth. What I'm going to do is take the weekend. I'm going to put the full body of information together, and I'm going to make an objective decision based on the information.
Antifa riots are taking place in London in response to the election results, giving conservatives a huge electoral win. This is USA Radio News.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
They say Black Friday and Cyber Monday were record-setting, but the Commerce Department says November retail sales came in lower than expected. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The government says retail sales only rose by 0.2% last month, much lower than the 0.5% increase experts had predicted. Americans cut back on discretionary spending, and that could lead economists to dial back their economic growth forecasts for the fourth quarter. The report also revised data for the retail sales number in October, showing it actually increased by 0.4% rather than the 0.3% as previously reported. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Rockdale County Sheriff's Office is confirming that it has a suspect in custody from today's shooting at a Georgia factory. They are also announcing the victim in this morning's shooting has died. The shooting took place at Dart Container Corporation, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
China says it's agreeing to phase one of a trade deal with the United States. The country's vice commerce minister said significant progress was made and the Americans have agreed to remove some tariffs it had placed on $360 billion worth of goods. James Carafano is with the Heritage Foundation and he reminds us.
When you look at what a president wants having momentum, what this does, getting the phase wheel done, getting the threat of tariffs off the table, this brings stability and certainty to the markets, to the American people, and that's what they're looking for through November.
In a recent op-ed in the Washington Post, former Attorney General Eric Holder argues that current Attorney General William Barr is unfit to be the Attorney General and has lost his reputation as a respected lawyer. Matthew Whitaker was the interim attorney general in between Jeff Sessions and William Barr. He tells Fox News.
Mr. Holder's been out there playing in state redistricting fights and trying to change legislatures like in Virginia.
He's been effective.
Yeah, he's been effective, but he is a highly partisan person who, as attorney general, was there to protect Obama and did all sorts of things to make sure that Obama was successful.
Whitaker also reminds us that no one made a big deal when Loretta Lynch was seen with Bill Clinton on the tarmac back before the 2016 election. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.